Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, this is an Anfield Rap special about the Dallas Cup and about Liverpool Football College. You hope to be out there playing in it and they need a little bit of a helping hand. So we're hoping to be able to do that. We're hoping someone listening will be prepared to help these lads get out there and play football. If you don't know what the Liverpool Football College is and you don't know what the Dallas Cup is, don't worry because we're going to explain that now. They've got a room, a cast of absolute thousands in here. Loads of lads who want to go out there and play. Lads who coach them as well. Lads who run the Liverpool Football College with us as well. So start off with Dave McDiarmid. He's the director at the Liverpool Football College. Dave, do you want to explain first of all what the college is, where it is, what it does, how it was set up, and give a bit of background on that first of all?
Yeah, thanks Robbo. Yeah, we're based in South Liverpool and you know, we've run a football college for since 2011 now. Myself and my fellow director David Rowe coached the Liverpool Academy for many years with the local youngsters, and we just decided at a point that you know, we need something else for the local youngsters in the city as an outlet for the football, where they're not quite at academy level, but they want that experience in a, you know, at a kind of grassroots level, which will give them an opportunity to move on in life. So we use that to harness, you know, get all the local youngsters in and provide an education to them, you know, to move on to university, to move on to USA scholarships. And we've just built it from that. That's been kind of like the blueprint for it. And so we've had been going since 2011 now. We've had up a maximum of about 150 youngsters per year, around between 120 to 150 local youngsters. And they've all progressed really well, and the college has gone from strength to strength.
I mean, there seems to be some great stories that have emerged from it as well. I mean, as you say, you know, the academy system's quite ruthless, isn't it? And I think it's quite easy for lads to get downhearted if maybe they don't make it at Liverpool or Everton or something like that. And you're helping to sort of give those lads a second chance, aren't you? Because, you know, people don't all develop at the same time, do they? Some can be late bloomers, if you like. Some can find it difficult going away from home and things like that. So, you know, from what I've heard about the college and the stuff you've done, you've got a lot of lads into league football, into non-league football, and got them a career out of the game, which is a brilliant thing.
Yeah, there's been about 10 who've signed professionals, you know, and so ratio wise I think that's a, you know, brilliant amount of youngsters who've come to us, be it as a late developer or, you know, been released from the academy system and come back, and we've got managed to support and guide them, develop them back into the, you know, full-time football. A number of them are still now playing full-time, you know, around the leagues, doing really well, different clubs, which is brilliant. Some are abroad playing now as well. So, you know, that's what it's about, really. Mm. That it's about, initially when we set up in 2011, it was just about having one or two squads to get them boys who were released, or the late developers, if you like. But since then, it's kind of, obviously, the interest in football in the city is huge. So we use the football to harness the, you know, around what the motivation is to progress in life, and use football as the, you know, the learning tool, really, to, you know, build a program around it where they develop all skills for life and their education, social circles of friends, and then inspire them really to move on in their lives.
It's a good thing. Dallas Cup as well, for people who don't know about that, then that's been running since 1980. It's every Easter. This time around, it's between April the 14th and the 21st. There are teams from under 13 up to under 19 playing and competing. 900 players will be out there. Liverpool and Everton have both been out there in the past, played in it and won it. There's loads and loads of some of the prestigious clubs around the world that take part in it as well. Even Man United have a go sometimes. Real Madrid, Barcelona, River Plate, Zenit, Boca Juniors, PSG, AC Milan, they've all sent teams over there in the past. And some big, big names as well have played in this competition. So David Beckham, Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, Wayne Rooney. Who else have we got? More locally, Rooney, Owen, Peter Crouch has played in it, Martin Kelly's played in it. And anyone sort of from the Knowsley area as well might have heard of this a little bit more, because Knowsley have been sending a team out there for a long, long time, 29 years now. Some of the players that have played in that include in the Knowsley teams include Joey Barton, Lee Trundle, Carl Baker, Craig Noonan and David Rowe, you mentioned before, who I went to school with. So yeah, that's been going on for a long, long time. And I know from the Knowsley experience, because, you know, I used to work for Knowsley Council and used to work for their magazine and used to write up quite a lot of stuff about the Dallas Cup. It can lead to great opportunities for them, can't it? Because there's a lot of scouts out there, a lot of scholarships potentially in America, coaching opportunities as well as playing, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. So I played in it myself for Knowsley in 1994 with David and Lee Trundle. And it changed our lives, certainly. It changed Lee Trundle's life from, you know, his profile just rose from there where he kicked on and obviously had a, you know, excellent career in the Football League and so on. So we knew all about its worth, you know, what it gave you, what participating, opening your eyes and so on. So when we, you know, went about the college, we were determined, you know, to get our teams over there. And in our first year when we went over, we got to the final. Got beat by Costa Rica, and 2 years ago we managed to win it, which brilliant. Coincidentally was against Knowsley, with, you know, our friends from Knowsley, so to speak. But it was a brilliant occasion because you go halfway down the world and you've got, you know, two Scouse teams in a cup, in a, you know, the biggest youth tournament in world football. So yeah, it's just massive. It's amazing. It's an amazing event. Everything about it is brilliant.
So I mentioned at the top, Dave, this time around you need a little bit of a helping hand, and that's why we've got you in today. Just explain about that and about the money you're trying to raise and the sort of the ticking clock on that as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're going about, I think it's 8 weeks away now. So we've got £10,000 to raise, which, you know, all the boys pay as much as possible. But in these modern times, you know, times of austerity and whatever, times are tough. So we need to support some of the boys more than others. So we need to, you know, we're requesting some support to give them that opportunity, really, which, you know, it is important for us to ensure that they don't miss out. And, you know, without going into too much detail about some of the individual stories, they really benefit from support. And we managed to get some last year, brilliant. And there's so many positive outcomes from that. So, yeah. We're doing it, some fundraising events forthcoming. We're going to do a dragon boat race in March, so we'll look for sponsorship for players and so on. You can get on one of the boat travel if you fancy it. It's only in the Albert Dock there.
Can't swim me, you know.
So, you know, they're doing a number of events, and we've been involved in a number of things this year, and it's not just about for ourselves. So what the boys have nominated, like an hour for others, to give a percentage of what the proceeds that they raise back into, you know, the local community and the great work that the An Hour for Others are doing as well, which is, I think, really important. So yeah, we do need to raise some money. So yeah, moving forward, we've got a number of activities. We've got a Just Giving page, Liverpool Football College Dallas Cup, and and the boys are getting sponsorship or whatever for the boat race and so on. And so yeah, need some money in.
Okay, well, we'll give that another shout at the end so that people, once they've heard the stories, can sort of get involved and hopefully help you all get out there. What you've done today then, Dave, is you brought in a group of the lads. These are all lads who are hoping to get over there, is that right?
We've got a mixture here today. We've got from our first Dallas Cup final appearance, we've got Joe Brooks, who's returned students. He's been on a journey since the Dallas Cup. We've got a few who won the Dallas Cup with us, like Owen Wheeler, a couple of years ago, who's now progressed and left the college, but, you know, we still keep in touch with all the boys. And we've got then a few returning players who are playing for the second or third time. And then we've got two boys who've gone for the very first time, and, you know, I'm sure they're looking forward to it.
Well, let's just go around the table then. I mean, this is a bit out there in terms of doing a podcast. Never done one like this before where there's so many people in the room. But if we just go around the table, if you could all just sort of say who you are, say how old you are, say where you're from, and tell us a little bit about, you know, football so far for you, if you like. So I'll start with you, mate, go on.
I'm Lucas, 16, from Allerton, and just looking forward to Dallas Cup.
And what's been... How's football treated you so far? Have you been sort of on anyone's books or...?
Only really Sunday League. I've had trials for Everton. And then other than that, just Saturday and Sunday League football.
You a Liverpool fan?
Yeah.
And you had trials for Everton, how was that?
Decent.
You turn up on a Liverpool top? Go on, mate, you go next.
So, I'm Derek, I'm 17, I'm from Italy, but I'm originally from Ghana, and I've been here for 3 years now.
And how's football going for you, mate?
Decent, I'd say.
And you're looking...
Forward to it for Dallas as well, yeah.
Looking forward to getting out to Dallas.
Yeah.
Go on, next one.
I'm Louis Kent, I'm 17, I'm from West Derby, and I'm going back to Dallas this year for the second year. And then after that, I'm going on a scholarship in August to Colorado for 4 years, so looking forward to that, as well as the Dallas Cup.
And is the scholarship because of you playing out there in the first time,
I'm getting a football scholarship, so it's like, as well as academic, so it's like both combined, and then...
So you were playing in this side out there, and someone spotted you and coming out of the chat, yeah?
Yeah, so like they watch it and then get in contact after it really, yeah.
So that brilliant opportunity for you, mate. Yeah. Superb. Okay, next.
I'm Joe Brooks, I'm 23, from Stockbridge Village. As I say, I was the first year to go to Dallas when the college first went, which was, to be honest with you, the best 2 weeks of my life. One of them up there with anything, you know what I mean? As I say, I had an unbelievable 2 weeks there. Just how like the families look after you. You know, they treat you like you're one of their own.
So you're sort of lodging with local families while you're out there, are you?
Homestaying with families, and they really can't do enough for you. As I say, the college provided me with an unbelievable experience to go and get out there and go and have that opportunity to play. Then after sort of the Dallas Cup and things like that, I come back and I didn't get like a scholarship or anything like that, but it just opened my eyes, and the college sort of pushed me to go into further education, into university. I'd done a 3-year sport and PE course in Hope University, which isn't too far from where I was based at the college. That was good, just created loads of opportunities for me going there, but I'm still playing now. I love it, I think I'll always play. I just play amateur league now, like with my mates and that. But as I say, the opportunity that the Dallas Cup provided for me was fantastic.
But even so, that's still a good thing, isn't it, mate? Because, you know, football's not all about just sort of making it and playing in the Premier League or wherever else. It's like you say, you know, playing with your mates, actually enjoying the sport. And it's brilliant that it's led to a different opportunity for you. It's not all about just sort of, you know, getting out there, getting in front of people and hopefully getting a contract in professional. But everyone can't achieve that. Obviously, the fact that you're doing something different but still good and still playing footy, you know, it's took you to a good place, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's took me to a great place. And just the fact that I've got them memories there, no one can take that away from me. I can look back and say, you know, we went there out to the Dallas Cup, got to the final, played Costa Rica national team, and they were quality. Yeah. You know, we were like shadows just chasing around, you know what I mean? But they had a few players, a couple of the lads were saying that next year when the World Cup and that was on, they had like a couple who were like on the bench who were meant to have played in that game. They had like a number 10 who just ran the show. But as I say, it was just unbelievable experience. One of the best 2 weeks I've ever had.
And it's flying the flag as well, isn't it? In terms of, you know, Dave mentioned before the fact that, you know, a load of lads from Liverpool, a load of lads from Knowsley are out there every year. Then, you know, if you're out there and you're performing well, people will be talking about this area in a positive way, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. And as I say, because I'd done my BTEC level 3 course at the college, that provided me with my education as well as the footy. As Dave was saying before, they try and, you know, work the football and the education, so you're getting them both, which is great, because you don't just leave with nothing, then you've got something you can always fall back on. As well as that, once I'd left the college, the next year I was lucky and I got to go with Knowsley as well. So they've been doing great things for years. Dave and Dave both went as well with Knowsley. So as I say, mate, it's a brilliant experience to get over to the Dallas Cup, and hopefully these lads are all going to go, and some of them know we've won it, and the lads who are going, it's just, they're going to enjoy it. It's going to be the best time of their life.
Okay, who's next? I can't see because the screen's in the way. All right, mate.
All right. I'm Louis Keegan. I'm 18, from Allerton. I went to the college for 2 years in university, and I want to come back to the college as a coaching role, hopefully to go back to Dallas for the third time. As these have all said, it's an amazing experience and it is a once in a lifetime thing. The homestays made it for me. The first 2 years I went, it was just a totally different way of life, and it's a great insight to see how other people are living and the opportunities that are there. And as everyone said, really, you don't really get them nowhere else you're going. Obviously, I'm in university now, so there is education ways and education pathways that you can go through, and I'm currently playing for Skem in the Evo Stick. So even football pathways, it's great. It's just a great opportunity for local lads, and even people come from outside the city. We have had a host of people even from Manchester at the minute, isn't it? So it's a great opportunity.
So you've played out there a few times now, and you're playing non-league, as you say. What kind of level is the Dallas Cup competition then, for people listening?
It's a very good standard. Like, it's probably not much more like technically that you'll experience over here, but the fitness gets to you. Yeah. I think I'm pretty fit, and you go over, you know, thinking that you're all up for it. As soon as you get that first match and the heat hits you, and you know what I mean, you're playing at 12 o'clock and in the middle of the day. These lads, they do this all the time. They've played out in Dallas. You get, obviously, a wide range of countries. You get, like, South Africa and everywhere coming, and you just see the total different level of fitness. Because, obviously, all the lads here are eating Mackies, drinking Coke, and that. You go over there, and there's none of that, mate. You're eating healthy, and you're drinking right.
Have you got people watching you there as well? Is it in front of a crowd?
Yeah, there's a massive number of college scouts, like American college scouts that's come, and obviously, probably Major League Soccer teams, and the rest, but it's a great experience, and obviously homestay parents come and watch, and like the opening ceremony, you walk out and there's God knows how many thousand people there watching you, and you feel like a pro for 2 weeks. Like, it's great.
Boss, okay, time mate. Next.
Hello, I'm Fadan. I'm 18 and I'm from Egbert. This is me third year now going Dallas, and hopefully come on with a trophy this year. Third time lucky.
And how's footy been for you so far? Have you had trials elsewhere?
Last year I was at the Liverpool under 18s with Gerard for a bit. I was there for like 6 weeks, so that was an unbelievable experience. That came through Dave as well, who sorted that out, thankfully, and yeah, had a good experience.
And so you're still hopeful, I guess, then, you know, some of the other lads are in different places, aren't they, but you're still hopeful of getting spotted by someone when you're out there, and, you know, hopefully getting a career out the game.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Good experience out there, isn't it? Like, I'd love to live there with the lifestyle over there, and everything over there is just unbelievable.
Brilliant. Okay, time, mate. Next one.
My name's Owen Wheeler. I'm 21 from Aylward. I was at Liverpool until the age of 18.
Got a reference off Gerard. Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Just go back one, because I'm just getting shouted at by Dave, bro. Stephen Gerrard apparently giving you a bit of a reference, is he?
Yeah, it's according to Dave, like, yeah.
That's all right, though, isn't it? Yeah. That's all right, then. So you got, like, one of the best footballers to ever come from this area.
I know.
He's giving you a shout.
Yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Bit, I know that he's supported, just if you could come in a second, Dave, he's provided a bit of support, hasn't he, a few times, Gerrard, for what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's been down to the college from time to time, and you know, he knows all about us, what's going on. He's very supportive of us, and yeah, he's come down, give the lads some of a, you know, a pep talk basically, and spoke about how they've got to be so focused. Tunnel vision was his words, and you know, yeah, and you know, obviously Stephen's status, you hang off every word that he says.
Yeah, of course.
The lads were all mesmerised by, you know, the message he was giving to them, really. So yeah, he keeps track of what all that we're doing and keeps in touch with us all. He's well aware. Like, so, I think in one of the semi-finals or a couple of years ago, we rang the boys, had done a conference call to them all, and
brilliant,
gave them a bit of a pep talk and all that. So, and it's, you know, it's encouraging, isn't it, to see, yeah, you know, to have that support from such a, you know, world-class player.
Absolutely. Okay, sorry, mate, you got interrupted there, but go on, you dive in and tell us who you are and your age and where you're at in football and all the rest of it.
My name's Owen Wheeler. I'm 21, from Aylward. I was at Liverpool until the age of 18, and then I got released, and then I came down to the college here. Currently, I'm playing at Widnes FC in the Evo Stick League, and I was previously doing a scholarship in America.
Also, a little bit tells me that there's bits of attention about you as well. You're creating a little bit of a buzz, even though you are in non-league. I mean, this is another thing I don't think people realise, sort of, you know, there's lots and lots of leagues, non-league and all the rest of it, the college, the academy, all different places scouts can go and watch. But it's important, I think, isn't it, that, you know, players like yourself, you don't get disillusioned the first knockback you get. You've got to keep going, haven't you?
Yeah, it could have been easy for me. Like, as I said, there was when I left Liverpool, there was a few offers to go professional, but for whatever reason, I never. And then that first year when you're released, it's probably the easiest year where you could go, okay, well, I'm going to stop playing now.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people do that when they leave clubs. But if I wouldn't have carried on playing in that year after, then I would still wouldn't be involved now. Like, the college helped me get back into the game and just stay focused, really. And then that got me, it sort of got me love back playing again. I went through a stage where I just weren't enjoying it. But then I came down and it was, the standard was very good. I was playing with a group of my mates that I liked playing with. And then we went over to the Dallas Cup, which we ended up winning as well.
Brilliant. So you've got that forever, haven't you? That you were part of this team that won it. Whatever happens from now on in, you can say you went out there, you represented the city, you came home with a trophy, and that's not bad, is it?
No, that's what I mean. Like, we, the team that won it, I think there's about 10 of us still who go. Like, we're all very close mates. We go out, we organise to go out, go for like a meal and that together every so often, and we all keep in touch every day.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thanks for that, lads. Dave, I can just get you back in then. I mean, it is a potentially, you know, you can hear from what all the lads have said, and obviously your own story, Dave. You know, some of the names that we mentioned earlier about, you know, Joey Barton, Lee Trundle, players like that. You know, players who at that stage hadn't been signed up. You know, Joey Barton obviously got rejected by Everton, didn't he? I think Lee Trundle might have been the same early on as well.
Yeah.
You know, you got players like Carl Baker as well, you know, who went into professional football like sort of late, for traditionally late, if you like. So there is still a chance for these lads, isn't there? And this is a fantastic, almost potentially life-changing opportunity for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a platform where, you know, so much focus is on them. It's televised across America. You've got scouts from MLS to USL. Obviously, the college scouts are all there. And, yeah, it's just massive, massive scrutiny on the Dallas Cup. So if the boys perform well and, you know, the stories come home, then there's much attention on them. Then with local scouts be watching them and so on, and, you know, looking to, you know, snap them up, really. So it's just an amazing experience, really, an opportunity. You can't really put a value on it. It's just priceless in terms of, and it literally changes lives of young people.
So if there is anyone listening, that we hope there is, of course, who can help in any way, who might want to get involved, who might want to put a bit of money your way, how can they get in touch, Dave? And you mentioned some events before. Give them another plug as well.
Yeah, so we're doing a dragon boat race where literally the boys are just going to do three boats in the Albert Dock. They do a race against each other, each squad in a boat each. And they'll get some sponsorship themselves towards, you know, reducing the overall cost. And with that, we've got a Just Giving page set up, Liverpool Football College, Dallas Cup, where you can make a donation. And as I say, because of the boys, that, you know, the approach they've got to kind of the social attitude towards, you know, giving something back, they've nominated them now for others to give a little kickback to them as well, to, you know, for all their good work that they're doing. So, yeah, it's on the Just Giving page for Liverpool Football College, Dallas Cup. And, you know, any you know, token amount, we're really, really grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone can support what they're doing there, try and get some of these lads out there, get them in front of, you know, these scouts, get them a potential opportunity to win a scholarship, even to get a career in football, or even just to keep them all on the right track and follow the dreams, really. I think, you know, I said earlier that, you know, I'd written a lot of stuff myself about the Dallas Cup down the years, and I always think it's a really positive thing. There's always a little thing in Knowsley seemingly every year where someone pipes up that, is this the right thing for the council to be paying for and that kind of thing? For me, absolutely it is. It's given lads from, you know, potentially, well, they are tough areas, some of these areas that some of these lads have said they're from. Highton's another one, Halewood's another one, Kirby's another one. So to give these lads opportunity to build what could be a brilliant career in football, I think is a brilliant thing. So well in, Dave, for bringing them all in today. They've all done well in front of the microphones, I think. And yeah, anyone listening, if you can help, get in touch with Dave, get in touch with us. We'll put you in touch with Dave. And let's hope you can get them all out there to Dallas. Thanks for all coming in today. That's been an Anfield Wrap special about the Dallas Cup and about the Liverpool Football College. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.